This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, this is another verse from the Quranic Reflections series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Those who believe in the unseen, establish the obligatory prayers, and spend from the wealth given to them. This is a verse in which Allah clarifies the main three characteristics of those who truly are mindful of Him. The first point of reflection is the first characteristic, which is belief in the unseen. The greatest and most important aspect of the unseen is Allah Himself. One cannot be mindful of Him without believing in Him. That goes without saying. We cannot be conscious, aware of Allah in our lives unless we have a belief in Him. So if we're not aware of Allah in our lives at all, then we need to seriously question our own belief in Him. Is it only something we are telling ourselves, or do we actually believe in Him? The second point of Quranic reflection is the second characteristic which those who are mindful of Allah should have, and that is the characteristic of establishing the obligatory prayers. This is, of course, the second pillar of Islam. The establishment of the basic worship in our lives, five times daily prayers, this is essential for us to truly be conscious of Allah, truly be mindful of Allah in our lives. Because that mindfulness should drive us to establish the prayers, to maintain that connection with Allah. So if we're not establishing the prayers, we pray one day, we don't pray another day, we're only praying on our Friday prayers, or some people only pray on the Eids, then this is indicative of the failure of our own belief. Mindfulness of Allah obviously is gone, lost. The third characteristic, which is the third point of reflection, is that of spending from one's wealth. This is based on the understanding that wealth is a trust which Allah has granted us to be used in ways pleasing to Him. That we look at our wealth, because this is like a major part of our lives. Funds coming in, funds going out. We're concerned to make sure that enough funds are coming in that we can live a comfortable life or whatever. If we are not mindful of Allah, then we can't see beyond our own needs in our wealth. The people around us who may be much more needy, we are unaware of them. We don't allow them into our mind space. But Allah says if we're truly conscious of Him, we're truly aware of Him, mindful of Him, then we will be ready to spend from our wealth, the wealth which He has given us. It's only ours in the sense that it has been temporarily put in our hands. But really, it is not ours. It came to us. And Allah is the one who gave it to us. And He has made zakah an obligatory duty on every Muslim that has surplus funds. And it is designed to loosen our grip on our wealth. We tend to be clinging on to the wealth. But the reality is that, as the Prophet ﷺ told us, the wealth which we spend for Allah, that is preserved. The wealth which we just consume for ourselves is wasted, and the wealth that we leave behind is of no benefit to us. Others now inherit it, and they have it as a trust, as we had. So this requirement of zakah is to build a sense of awareness of the fact that Allah is the one who has given us this wealth. And we have to use it in a way which is pleasing to Him, according to the principles of Islam, which the Prophet ﷺ demonstrated for us. So this should develop this awareness and consciousness about alleviating poverty around us. Because no matter what situation we may be in, no matter how poor we might seem, there are always others who are poorer. So these are the principles, characteristics, which those who are truly mindful of Allah should have. So it's a reminder to us to reflect on it. If it's not happening in our lives, then know that we are not mindful of Allah. We lack taqwa, mindfulness, awareness, consciousness of Allah. May Allah grant all of us His consciousness. Consciousness of Him. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. La ilaha